Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Boutique hotels continue to gain traction in the hospitality industry, including in South Carolina. For example, we recently discovered a new one has opened in our capital city. Rita Patel and Marcus Muntz are owners of Hotel Trundle in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, they're in our studio. Rita, Marcus, welcome.
Thank you very much for the invitation to be here.
Give us the backstory here. How did all of this get started? Did you guys always want to own a hotel?
Well, I was born into the hospitality industry. My parents have had a business owning and operating branded hotels for almost 40 years. Marcus and I have architecture educations, but when we graduated was in the middle of the recession. So mom and dad saved us and gave us a job at the front desk and maintenance person of a full service hotel they had recently opened in West Columbia. And from there, I found a position in the architecture field. Marcus decided to stay with the family business, and he was the general manager at that full-service Holiday Inn in West Columbia for 5 years. Eventually, we both joined the business after we had our first son, and then we started exploring the historical buildings and the available tax credits that came with those historical buildings. When we first saw the Western Auto, Powell Furniture, and Rose Talbert paint buildings, we kind of navigated that ourselves and thought, okay, maybe we can do this on our own. So here we are. Now Hotel Trundle has been born.
This hotel now occupies the spaces that those businesses used to be in.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I guess your architecture background has helped in this.
Tremendously. I think that helped us see what probably a lot of people couldn't. It was really just one big open space. Roof was falling in on one of the buildings.
Well, talk a little bit more about the tax credits involved here.
The way that the opportunity presented itself was there's an ownership team that purchased the three buildings. It's that team that are collecting the tax credits, which opened the doors for Marcus and I to have an option to work with them on a lease for a five-year basis, giving us the opportunity to build up some capital. So at the end of the fifth year, we were able to purchase.
And these tax credits are put in place because rehabbing an old building is a lot more expensive than building one from the ground up. We were supposed to open in October of last year, and then it got pushed back by about 6 months because there's all these unknowns you run into and all these obstacles. Then, of course, having to follow the State Historic Preservation Office says and the National Park Service says, and you're having to go through all these submittals, and you do something one way, and then you have to take, you know, two steps back and do it again. But those tax credits are the things that made the project feasible. Otherwise, nobody would do these because they just cost way too much.
Well, tell us about this trend of boutique hotels. What's the definition of a boutique hotel?
A boutique hotel typically has less than 100 rooms, and we have 41 rooms, and they're usually very true to the place that they are, and so you get a feel for the location where it is. And just as we have done with Hotel Trundle, we've worked with probably 50 local vendors, from the mattresses to the beds to the pillows to the coffee, trying to get everything as locally sourced as we possibly could. And I'm telling you, we'd do it 10 times over because they were the easiest people to work with, the best people to work with. Everybody would bend over backwards, just as we would for them now.
It really is what our idea of what a boutique hotel would be. It caters to more lifestyle type travelers, so anniversaries, birthdays, people that aren't looking for points, they're looking for more of an experiential stay.
Probably the main thing, which I haven't mentioned yet, about a boutique hotel is 99% of the time they're not branded. They're not affiliated with a big chain, a Marriott or a Hilton. Now, all these brands have seen the demand for that and have created something called soft brands. Marriott has Autograph and Hilton has Curio. Choice has Ascend. They see that there's a demand for those because people want, especially a lot of the younger travelers now, and we're seeing it's not so much younger ones, it's more of the older ones too. They want something different.
And since you've opened, what have been your challenges?
I think our biggest challenge is not having the strength of the brand behind us and the marketing capabilities. So,
how do you do that?
We are working with some really great people to help us with advertising, social influencers. Social media is powerful. Word of mouth has been absolutely incredible for us. We're active in our communities. We have a great team as well. Your team is, you know, I was listening to one of your earlier shows, and it was 80% of, you know, what your business is about. It could look like $1 million, but if you don't have a team behind you to support that, it just won't be successful.
Well, Rita, Marcus, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having us.
Rita Patel and Marcus Muncy are owners of the new Hotel Trundle in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to their business posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.